AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Arizona last night, Donald Trump was asked if it is strange to have former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney campaigning against him in support of Kamala Harris.
Look, she's a deranged person.
Cheney was a prominent Republican in the House investigation of the Capitol riot. Trump says during his time as president, Liz Cheney wanted to fight.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Cheney responded by calling Trump a cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. Both Trump and Kamala Harris will be in battleground state Wisconsin today. In Nevada, Harris says it's time to move forward.
Turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done. We're exhausted with it.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his state has been targeted by outside interference with a video he says is obviously fake and likely the product of Russian trolls. The Labor Department says just 12,000 jobs were added last month. Experts say the number was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. In Orlando, Florida, two people were shot and killed during Halloween celebrations. Eric Smith is Orlando's police chief.
The officer identifies the suspect. He witnessed the shooting. Takes the suspect down. Other officers come to assist.
Police in Orlando got a description of the suspect using security video. Six other people were wounded. The number of dead from Israeli strikes in central Gaza at a refugee camp rose to 25, including five children. A court in Russia convicted a former U.S. consulate worker charged with cooperating with a foreign state and sentenced him to 4 years in prison. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Amazon is helping to pull the stock market higher while bond yields are skidding following a weaker-than-expected jobs report. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday. The index is coming off its worst day in 8 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 480 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. Amazon rallied 7% after reporting results that easily beat analysts' forecasts. Treasury yields slid in the bond market. That came after a report showed that employers hired far fewer workers than expected last month. However, that data was distorted by several unusual events, including strikes and two major hurricanes. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Dodgers' 7-6 victory over the Yankees in Game 5 for their eighth World Series title and second in 5 years averaged 8.6 million viewers on Fox. That's the most-watched game in the World Series since Game 7 in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.